today on Family Talk.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Roger Marsh, sitting in for Dr. Dobson on this broadcast, and we have a great program for you today, as you will hear from nationally syndicated radio talk show host Dennis Prager. His popular radio show began back in 1982 and can now be heard around the country on the Salem Radio Network. He has authored 5 books and published columns in the Wall Street Journal, Los Angeles Times, and Town Hall. He also created PragerU, which is an online institution for higher learning to educate people on conservative values through short and informative videos. Last fall, Dennis Prager spoke at Family Talk's gathering event and shared his concerns about America's value system being replaced by secularism and his fear of where the country could be headed in the coming years. Let's listen now to part one of that talk that we've entitled Hanging in the Balance, the Soul of America in Danger, right here on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
All right. I really honored to be here. Dr. Dobson is a living legend. There aren't many living legends. And when he told me his age, I almost fell off my chair. You and your wife are remarkable. And that's why I said yes to you. I need another speech like the Jewish saying, a hole in the head. But when you called, or you and your assistant, I just knew I had to do this. So thank you for having me. It's a real honor. My friends, we are, the United States of America is in the midst of a civil war. I wrote about this a year ago. I've spoken about it for many years. Thank God it is overwhelmingly nonviolent. I hope it remains that way. But there is a civil war, and if you don't know it, and most conservatives don't know it, and this is actually bothers me more than any other single factor, most of the conservatives who write and speak, the public intellectuals, as the term goes, don't understand this. They really don't, and it's a problem. The fate of this country is hanging in the balance. I just want you to know I've been broadcasting 33 consecutive years. I took a number of vows when I began broadcasting. One of them was to never exaggerate, because I knew credibility is all you have in public life. And it always works to exaggerate, but it doesn't work over a long time. And so if anything, I try to understate. So please know, if you don't know me, this, when I say that we're in a civil war and that the balance, the country is hanging in the balance, I mean it. This is not to get you riled up or to emote. That is the case. In fact, I will go further. The day of the election, Election Day 2016, Ann Coulter was a guest on my show, and she said to me something to the effect, it was actually on Election Day, it wasn't even the day before Election Day, and she said, you know, if Hillary wins, or really if the Democrats win, I didn't care if it was Hillary or anybody else, it doesn't matter who the Democrat is. It's a Democrat is on the left, and that the issue is a left, non-left battle for the soul of this country. Anyway, if they win, she said, it won't matter what you do on talk radio. And my mind raced, because you know how when your mind races, a staggering amount of thoughts come in a few seconds? In a few seconds, my mind went as follows. Should I differ with her? Because I thought that she would win. Because how can I say about my own show, we're going to be less effective because the country will be essentially lost? And B, I don't want to dispirit my listeners. A couple of million people look to me for strength. And I had a moral and a selfish issue. And I remember the bigger voice said to me, Dennis, you have never lied to your audience. Don't start now. And I said nothing. I did not dispute what she said, that if we lose this election, it may be over. And that's, so this is proof to you how close I think we are to losing our country. See, I am not an optimist. Let me explain this. I've written a book on happiness. I do a happiness hour each week. I am the happiest pessimist you will ever meet. But I am. That's the truth. I am a happy human being. I walk around with an ebullient personality, and I love it. And I love being happy, and I love making people in the elevator laugh. It's one of my daily projects in life. Can I make this person in 30 seconds laugh? So I love life, and I love people. I can't stand humanity, but I do love people. No, that's a very important distinction I always draw. But I am aware, and I think part of it is that I am a Jew, so I am aware that things can go bad. The most cultured country on earth, the most literate country on earth, the most sophisticated, artistically, literarily, philosophically, built Auschwitz. So I don't have faith in humanity. Too many Jews have faith in humanity. Too many of my fellow Jews on the left do have faith in humanity. That's their Achilles heel. They believe in the UN, they believe in humanity, they believe in world opinion, but they should read the Psalms more often and not to have faith in princes. But in any event, any sophisticated Jew, I think, understands everything can come crumbling down pretty rapidly. Nothing is permanent unless we make it permanent. This experiment in human freedom may not be permanent. Every generation has to teach it to the next. Let me give you the example of what the failure has been in that regard. My parents' generation, like my father, who fought 3 years in the Navy in the Pacific, that generation has been dubbed, I don't think correctly, because there have been a number of great generations, but they were dubbed the greatest generation, which is fine. I'm not going to argue with it. There have been many great generations, thank God, in American history. In any event, that's what they're dubbed. The greatest generation produced the worst generation in American history. My generation, the baby boomers, a disproportionate number of fools inhabit my generation. Don't trust anyone over 30, Ho Chi Minh, and all the other morally imbecilic ideas that emanated from my generation. Not all the people in my generation, but a disproportionately high number. How is it that the greatest generation produced the worst generation? Because they didn't teach them values. They fell into a trap. And the trap is this. It's a very interesting question to ask people. What is more important as a parent, to be a good model or teach good values? And the answer is they are equally important. Because you could be the best model in the world. If you don't teach your children what it means, it's worthless. And that's exactly what happened to the greatest generation. They thought that by osmosis, they will grow up to be as self-sacrificing as they are in every way, that they will work hard, that they will love their country, that they will take God seriously, and none of it happened because they didn't teach it to them. That's why I am in love with the biblical injunction. You will teach these things to your children when you lie down, when you rise up, and when you walk by the way. In other words, 24/7. If you don't teach the values, and you do it in a non-obnoxious way, obviously, you can also talk about baseball and movies. There's no prohibition about talking about other things. There's only an injunction to talk about important things all the time. And no parent is a perfect model anyway. So it's irrelevant. It's not irrelevant. Being a model is important. But people remember what their parents said. You know, my mother always used to say, my father always used to say, that's what stays. Anyway, you don't know if your parent is that great a person. How do you know? You know how they treat their workers? You know how whether they're honest in business? You don't know almost anything about your parents. All you know is how they treat you, which in my case was worse than everybody else. Yeah, I remember thinking after my mother would serve meals to the plumber when he came. And I thought, why don't you treat me like you treat the plumber? I said that to her once, and it didn't work. She did not find that a compelling argument, but that's beside. My mother, God bless her, my mother looked at me once. When I was about 24, I'd already been lecturing a few years. And so she said, Dennis, I hear you're getting paid for lectures. I said, yeah. I said, well, that's amazing. I could hear you for free and I don't listen. So this, which is good. Mothers are there to keep you grounded. That is their role. Love, schmove, grounded. That's important. Anyway, she loved me, obviously, but I just wanted to share. That was one of her great lines. She had one other great line, which most of you being not Jewish will not fully... I'll explain it if I have to, even though jokes should never be explained. It doesn't matter. It was such a great line. It's worth it. But, you know, I can explain it if I do it in advance. So she was working unbelievably hard to prepare the Passover Seder, which involves a staggering amount of work and changing of all the dishes and an incredible amount of cooking for all the relatives who we saw once a year, thank God. And that goes in both directions, to thank God. And anyway, she looked at me and she goes, you know, only the men got out of Egypt. That was a good line, I thought. That was a very, very witty. So she had these lines. Anyway, my parents were good people, but it wasn't the model as much as it was. They taught me. They said, this is right, this is wrong, this is how you should live. And that's the way it worked. You know, I do an hour on everything. I did an hour. Why, if you didn't take drugs as in the 60s or 70s or 80s, why didn't you take drugs? You know what most of the callers said? And I quote verbatim, because my mother would have killed me. That's it. Not because my mother didn't take drugs. Not one person said, well, my parents didn't take drugs. They were great models. It didn't matter. It had no relevance. My mother would have killed me. That works. That's how it goes. But anyway, my generation was not taught what it means. And to get back to my original premise, therefore, if you do not teach what America is in every generation, you will lose it. Franklin warned that. It's a republic, ma'am, if you can keep it. And we're not keeping it. The United States of America has a trinity. I came up with this about 2.5 decades ago, because it drives me crazy when I can't summarize an idea in a nutshell. I think great ideas should be, right? Look, Jesus is asked, what is it what is most important, right? Love God, love your man, have a great day, right? That's it. He didn't say, well, you know, you should read the following. No, you should be able to summarize important concepts briefly. And then I finally did it. I didn't need any more sentences. I found it as I was getting ready to go to bed one night, this proverbial moment of epiphany, when I took the coins out of my pocket, and there it was staring at me, the American Trinity. Liberty, in God we trust, e pluribus unum. That's it. No other country has those three. That's it. That's what it means to be an American. Each one is being warred on by the left. They loathe all three. As you can see to liberty, liberty is in such bad shape today that according to Brookings and Pew, neither of which is conservative, according to both, 48% to 50% of millennials do not believe in free speech if it's hate speech. But of course, the if shows you what ignoramuses they are. The whole point of free speech is for hate speech. Who doesn't believe in free speech for speech you agree with? The whole point of free speech is for speech you can't stand. That's why they allowed the Nazis to march in Skokie, Illinois, I think it was in the 70s. Skokie, Illinois why did they pick Skokie, Illinois? The Chicago suburb had a disproportionate number of Holocaust survivors living in it. So people with swastikas, the symbol that wiped out the families of all these people, the parents, the grandparents, the cousins, the brothers, the children, march in their street to show you what sadists these people are. But you know what? People defended it, including Jews. That's America, man. You have a right to be a Nazi. You have a right to say Heil Hitler in front of a Jew, a survivor of the Holocaust. That's America, man. And now today, you can't go to a campus and just offer a conservative idea. Forget Heil Hitler. Forget it. Everything they don't agree with, everything the left differs with, is hate speech. And so, liberty is dying in this country. My Prager University, with 500 million views this year, has about 260 videos. They're all 5 minutes. The biggest single segment is under 35 years of age. We're changing a lot of minds, thank God. I can't believe how successful it's been. And guess what? About 25 to 30, I think we're at 30 now, 30 of our videos have been put on the restricted list by YouTube. Including, now, the only reason for restricted list, remember, that means that if a family has any filters, that's so that it can't come through, filters against pornography and violence, etc., we are now a list of pornography and violence. And no libraries and no schools. Okay? And let me give you an example. We have one. Victor Davis Hanson does a five-minute course, as it were, on the Korean War, banned by YouTube, because it shows America in a positive light as fighting the evil of communism. How's this one? This is the ultimate irony. I give a five-minute video for each of the Ten Commandments. And the one I give on Thou Shalt Not Murder is on the restricted list. Is that hilarious? It's Orwellian. Too much violence in the Thou Shalt Not Kill video. I know you're saying there must be something going on. Yes, there's something going on. Left-wingers are there trolling the internet, and they get YouTube, which is like Google and all the others, and Facebook and Twitter on the left. So between schools, Twitter, Facebook, Google, and YouTube, we don't have much left to express ourselves. That's so liberty. Yes, liberty is dying. It's not dead. It's dying in the United States. But people have to fight. You have to fight, my friends. The problem with good people is they don't fight. And the problem with conservatives is they don't even know whom to fight. Half the conservatives are fighting President Trump. And these are good people, and they mean well, and they have a lot of insight. But I don't get it. I really don't get it. To be honest, I don't get it. I have a theory, and I'll end with it, about the religious, non-religious difference. Next, so that's liberty. I'll get to In God We Trust, because that's the key for me. Then there's E Pluribus Unum, out of many one. What is the opposite of out of many one? Multiculturalism, which is out of many, many. That's it. We're not all American. We're African-American. We're Latino. And Latina. And Latinx, and I'm not kidding, that is actually what is taught today, or whatever that means, Latinx. And we are whatever divides us. That is our affirmative identity. It has gotten so bad, the University of California has issued a list. And folks, I only say things that you can verify easily. So just look up microaggression list, University of California. They have listed things you cannot say at the University of California because they're racist. Ready? Here's one on the list. Anyone who says there is only one race, the human race, is a racist. Who could have made this up? That's why, by the way, you should do this. Every one of you has a left-wing relative. It's not possible not to. And what you should do is ask them a question. Are you a liberal or a leftist? Because if you're a liberal, you do say there is only one race, the human race. Only leftists despise that notion. Because leftism is racism. It's the purest form of racism outside of the 37 white supremacists in any given district. That's the real racism. Because if you deny that there is only one race, the human race, that's racist. At Flag Day at the California, in L.A., where I live, the LAUSD, LA Unified School District. So on Flag Day, one of the public schools in the San Fernando Valley, the big residential area outside of L.A., had Flag Day. And you know what they had for Flag Day? What they had was kids all brought in the flags of the countries from which their ancestors emigrated. So you celebrate with an El Salvadoran flag and a Guatemalan flag and a Greek flag and an Italian flag and so on. Get it? Nobody brought in an American flag. This is so you understand the left is waging war on America. Here's the proof.
And you've been listening to part one of an informative speech given by radio personality Dennis Prager right here on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. If you'd like to learn more about Dennis's educational videos called Prager U or listen to his daily radio broadcast, go to today's broadcast page at drjamesdobson.org. Once you're there, you'll also find our entire library of programs that we've done since the beginning of the Family Talk ministry. So head on over to our website at drjamesdobson.org and click onto the broadcast tab. While you're online, be sure you also look up our Facebook page. Go to Facebook.com and search for Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. After you like our page, you can enjoy all of our uplifting and inspiring content and join in the conversations about our past broadcasts there as well. Again, jump over to Facebook.com and find our page searching for Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. On behalf of Dr. Dobson and everyone here at Family Talk, please know how grateful we are for your prayers and your continued financial support of this ministry. We simply would not be able to function without your financial contributions. We urge you to consider supporting Dr. Dobson's Family Talk through a tax-deductible financial donation, especially if you are new to our broadcast or have never supported us financially in the past. You can give securely online at drjamesdobson.org. You can give securely by telephone when you call toll-free, 877-732-6825. Again, that toll-free number is 877-732-6825. Please know how much we appreciate your financial assistance at this time. I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for listening to today's broadcast, and be sure to join us again tomorrow to hear the conclusion of the riveting presentation from Dennis Prager that's right here on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.
Some years ago, a consumer rating group tested cars for overall performance and reliability. A Buick model ranked fifth on the list behind four foreign models. So General Motors launched a major marketing campaign complete with posters, TV ads, and magazine inserts. In bold type, the ads boasted, "We're number five." It was indicative of the manufacturer's standards at that time to crow about being mediocre. Well, they're not alone. The U.S. Army recently announced that it's lowering the standards for new recruits. It's a sign of the times. Other examples abound. A friend was recently watching a group of guys playing basketball. They looked great until he noticed that the basket had been lowered to about 8 feet. They were really a bunch of duffers who had found a way to look good. Without generalizing unfairly, it seems that some of us in the Western world have become content to lower the standards rather than to reach for excellence. This dumbing down process is especially evident in school performance, which has been on a steady decline for 25 years. Meanwhile, grade inflation is occurring at all levels from the elementary through graduate school. Now, that didn't look good to parents, so the SAT was renormed so that students would appear to be brighter. Standards in life are important. When mediocrity becomes satisfactory, something basic to the human personality is lost. It's called self-respect.
Hi, this is Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors and executive director of the Center for Counselor Education and Family Studies at Liberty University. Man, I'm so excited to tell you about a brand new program, an exciting opportunity for you to better yourself. It's a tremendous educational resource. It's the all-new James C. Dobson Center for Child Development, Marriage, and Family Studies at Liberty University. Liberty has partnered with renowned psychologist, author, radio show host, family expert, Dr. James C. Dobson, to create the Dobson Center, where you now can study in three different majors, marriage and family, child development, family advocacy, and more, and become even a certified marriage and family relationship coach. That's right. You can go to College at Liberty and learn from Dr. James C. Dobson. He actually teaches video lectures, salted with numerous experts from the field and more. I hope you'll take a moment just to check out these brand new programs of study at Liberty.